Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 4 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find lots of money saving tips to help you save more, be smart with your money, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to give you some tips on using cashback shopping sites. Now, you may have used them or seen adverts for these cashback sites. The idea is that you do your shopping through a link on the cashback site. You sign up as a member, you go to the cashback site, and then you click on a link to the retailer or supplier's site from the cashback site. This is the way that your purchase and cashback is tracked through the code in this link. So it's important that the tracking is working properly. There's often a bit you can click on the cashback site just to check that the tracking's working. You can also clear your cookies from the last few sessions to make sure that your purchase is tracked. Now, while it might sound very alluring, say getting a £50 cashback on something, my golden rule for using cashback sites is to always do some shopping around and price comparison first. Make sure you're paying the lowest possible price for that product or service. There's no point in being dazzled by a high cashback. An example would be if you're renewing your car insurance. If you just go straight onto a cashback site and see that such and such an insurer is giving a £75 cashback, you might think, oh, that sounds a good deal, and just buy it there. That could be a mistake, because the price for that car insurance could be £100 more than from a competitor. So you've actually lost money by going through the cashback site. Whereas if you've done research first and you know that you're paying a low price, then you can look on the cashback as an added bonus. You can never be 100% certain that you will receive the cashback. There could be technical issues with the tracking of the link. Perhaps some company could go bust. The chances are you'll get it, but you can't guarantee it. So if you know you're paying the lowest possible price anyway, you've nothing to lose by using a cashback site. And if you do get the money, then it's great. If you don't, you haven't paid over the odds. So I'll give some examples of how I've used cashback sites. I've got a 10% cashback on a hotel booking. I used a hotel price comparison site, hotelscombined.com, first to find the lowest price for the hotel. And then I looked in 2 or 3 different cashback sites. The ones I usually use are topcashback.co.uk, Quidco, and Pouring Pounds. So you check for hotels.com. Which cashback site is offering the highest cashback? It was Top Cashback that was. So I went in there, into this cashback site, clicked on hotels.com, and made my purchase through the link. I also used Top Cashback when I bought a mobile phone recently in Debenhams. I found the lowest price for the Samsung Wave 2 I was buying at Debenhams and got 3% cash back on the Debenhams purchase. And I bought a T-Mobile broadband dongle, a USB modem you can put in the side of your laptop to pick up mobile broadband, and got cash back on it. That was the lowest price I could find, £30 for a 3-month 3 GB. And in fact, I'm due to get £50 cash back on that, although I only paid 30. That's what it says in my account, but I'll believe it when I see it. But as £30 was the lowest price, I haven't lost out. So I do hope that you follow my tip when you use cashback sites. Also, there will be a delay in getting the money. often or weeks, maybe even months. So make sure you've got enough money to cover the purchase. You know, you can pay your credit card balance off in full, or there's money in your bank account, because it's not like you're going to get the cash back immediately. You'll have to pay the full price and then get the cash back. The other thing to watch out for is the payment thresholds and cashback sites. Sometimes you can take out any amount of cash back that you've earned. Sometimes you have to hit a certain level before you can get the money out. And I would advise, when you hit that threshold, to take the money out so it's definitely in your hands, not in theirs. So as soon as you hit the threshold or have a few pounds, withdraw it just to make sure you get the money. So I hope by following my tips, you can get some nice bonuses on shopping you would do anyway in the form of cash back. You can read more of our money saving tips on the site helpmetosave.com. You can also subscribe to the My Money podcast in iTunes. I hope that you'll join us soon again for more tips on making the most of your money. Goodbye.